Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you're indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you're a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exile and Rising. I survived 3 wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. I have lived through and survived 3 wars. I hope that my lived and professional experience can serve as a valuable companion in your journey to discover, honor, and welcome your voice, your guide to the main stage of your valuable human existence. Let's begin. Hearing yourself. Nothing surprises more human soul than hearing their own voice carry through the room after years of being silenced. At some point in life, you became scared of your own voice. You became silent. You lived in silence, deprived of expression, deprived of hearing your own voice, deprived of taking up space. And nothing is more healing than witnessing your voice being accepted, respected, and nurtured by others. That is the moment when you will start to heal. For you, even if you are trembling and feel shaky, say to yourself, I need to hear my voice. I deserve this. Even if it's scary, I will do it. Try speaking out loud with a group of safe, mature people you feel comfortable with, and really hear yourself, hear your voice. Maybe you can share something with your colleagues tomorrow at work or with your friends. Set an intention. Tell yourself, I will hear my voice. I will take a space even for 1 minute, maybe even for 20 seconds. And that's all. What you say doesn't have to be smart or thought-provoking. You just need to comment on something, that's all. And look around. People say things all the time. And it's okay. So set the intention that you will share something and that you won't focus on how people are looking at you or whether they're smirking or not or whether you will be covered in embarrassment. And then, once you let your voice to be heard, notice how nothing bad actually happened when you spoke. And that people around you were genuinely kind, and that they just continue with their own lives. It's nothing as it was back in the past. Let your voice move. Let your voice move through the room. That experience can be monumentally liberating and healing for trauma body. Only those who have lived it get it. I get you. I do. You have the right to share your beautiful voice. Much love. If this episode spoke to you, to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told, and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exile and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exhale and Rising Premium, Their Survival Turns into Self-Mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at vidyaask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.